ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय I was actually going to chant the Das Avatar Stotra. But by the time we set up the projector and chant it, it won't need much time.
如果说呢，我们在架起那个投影片啊，跟那个连电线的时间呢就不够了。这个主的十个化身的这个赞歌呢，是由Jayadeva Goswami。And
it is the glorification of the different avatars of the Supreme Lord.
那这是在荣耀主的十个主要的化身的这个赞歌。
Which includes the glorification of the Lord Ramachandra.
当然了，包括了在荣耀圣主 Ramachandra Lama Chantoro.
Vitarasi dikshu rane dipati kamaneya. Vitarasi dikshu rane dipati kamaneya. Dasamukamani bhavinu ramaneya. Keshavajita ramasarira. Jai Jagadisha Hare,
Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare.
Translation of that is, O Hari, O Keshava.
那个译文说, O Hari, O Keshava.
O Lord of the Universe.
宇宙之主啊,
you have assumed the form of Ramachandra.
你呢？展示了这个主拉玛参陀罗这样的形体。
All glory to you.
所有的荣耀归于您。
During the battle at Lanka, you distributed to all the directions.
在这个斯里兰卡的这个战场上呢，你展示了所有的这个富裕的光荣。
The most pleasing crowning offering.
而且是最让人感到快乐的这种贡献。
Of the 10 heads of Ravana.
然后你杀掉这个十个头的这个 Ravana,
which were desired by the guardians of the directions.
那他是呢，就是说，所有各个方向的人物都期望的。
So that is one of the prayers of this Dasavatar Sutra.
这是最主的十个化身的赞歌其中的一个祷文。
One of them includes the prayer which the Lord is chanted every day.
包括了奉献者每天在唱诵的祈祷文。
There is a book composed by Srila Rupa Goswami. While I was speaking to Sivananda Prabhu and Mukundangri this morning, we were discussing very briefly this topic.
跟他们讲了简短的讲述这个部分。I told them
I would speak a little bit more before we read the verse from Srimad
Bhagavatam. 跟他们说呢，我会在讲述国家瓦坛之前呢，先讲一点这个部分。The
book is entitled Laghu Bhagavatamrita.
这个叫做 Laghu Bhagavatamrita 小国家瓦坛甘露经。
And it has been commented on by one of our great acharyas, Baladeva Vidyabhusha.
那里面的这个注解呢，是我们一个伟大的圣哲呢 ，Baladeva Vidyabhusha 呢。
And it's been rendered into English by our glorious Gopi Purana, Gopi Purana Dhamma.
然后呢，它被让我们的。ISKCON 里面的很光荣的一个 Gopi Purana Prabhu 翻译成英文。
Huh?
I had a book today about it.
You did?
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita,
在这个小国家瓦坦甘露经里面
Srila Rupa Goswami took great pain to establish the Paribhasa Sutra of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Rupa Goswami 呢，用了很多的心血交瘁，心力交瘁的把这个圣果典国家瓦坛里面的摘要浓缩出来。
And the Paribhasa Sutra, Paribhasa Sutra means the most essential verse of Srimad Bhagavatam from which the whole Bhagavatam is support.
这些书传，就是说我们说的那种特别的诗文的结构的方式是非常浓缩，把很长篇大论浓缩成小小的诗节，就表达所有的内涵。
Does anybody know what that verse is?
有人知道那一节诗吗
？Sure, Mahavishnu Maharaj. Yes.
相信马
尔
吉修，马
尔
吉修。
天上的
Yes.
Yes, this is the Paribhasa Sutra.
That is the Paribhasa Sutra.
Which means that all of the above incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这里面说到了呢，至尊主的所有的心际扩展的所有的化身的部分，都描述在这个诗节里面了。
But Lord Shri Krishna is the original Supreme Personality.
在所有的化身跟扩展之中呢 ，Krishna 是最原始的至尊人格神首。
All of them appear whenever there are disturbances created by the atheists.
当这个世界上被这个无神论者制造的这个纷争跟麻烦的时候，他们会出现。
The Lord appears to protect the theists.
主的出现来保护有神论者。
This in itself.Is can be expanded on unlimitedly just this one verse.
光是这节是可以无限的去扩展去描述所有一切。
But essentially, Srila Rupa Goswami is establishing the point that the most complete form of the Lord is Krishna.
重点是呢，就是说这个 Rupa Goswami 把这个 Krishna。所有完整的形体呢，描述出来就是 Krishna 本人。
And he uses evidence from different scriptures, especially from Padma Purana.
那他用了很多的经典的论证，特别是引用这个宇宙古史《莲花之部》。
The Vishnu Damodara Purana.
还有这个宇宙古史 Vishnu Damodara 这个广释书的一部分。
And the various other Puranas which establish this as essential principle.
同时呢，这里面引述了很多的宇宙古史里面的各种部分来举证至尊主的地位。
And in this verse, he describes all the different types of incarnations of the Lord.
而且在这节诗里面，他呢描述了至尊主各种类别的化身。
And specifically, he describes the different avatars like Manvantaras and others.Before that,
特别是呢，在这里面描述呢，至尊主的各类别的化身，还有他是什么，Manvantara Avatar 这个化身。
But he says that there are four different types.
里面说到
avatars.
主的化身主要分成四类。
And they are known as Avesha.
有一类叫做 Avesha.
Prabhava Avastha.
还有另外 Prabhava Avastha.
Vaibhava.
另外一个类别叫 Vaibhava Avastha
and Para Avastha
还有另外一类叫 Para Avastha
Now the Para Avastha forms Para Avastha means the most perfect
Para Avastha 的意思就是最完美的
The most complete
最完整的
Avesha avatars are generally empowered living entity.
Avesha avatar 一般是说被赋予力量的这个个体生物。
We know them as Satyavesha avatars.
那出现了 Satyavesha avatar 这个名词。
Prithu Maharaj, Narada Muni, Four Kumaras.
啊，就像呢 ，Prithu 国王，还有 Narada Muni。
They were empowered by the Supreme Lord.
那他们这些个体灵魂是受到至尊主给加持的力量。
Although they were living entities, they were empowered with the Lord's specific potencies of the Lord to fulfill a particular purpose of the Lord.
虽然呢，他们是所一般生物的这样的限制，但是呢，他们得到主的特别的赋予力量，让他们每一个这些生物有特别的潜能。
And then the next is called the Prabhava Avastha.
啊，另外一个类别叫 Prabhava Avastha.
And these are the Supreme Personality of God Himself.
那这一类的就是至尊主本人。
And there are two types.
那同时这里面又分成两类。
There are those types that appear only for a short time.
那它这两类，其中有一类呢，就是说它展示的时间很短。
And were not really widely known.
而且不是说广被人知的。
An example is given of like Mohini Murti.
啊，这个例子就像 Mohini Murti.
Mohini Murti just appeared just long enough to deal with the demigods, the demons when they were churning the milk ocean and to the world of the demons.
Mohini Murti.出现的时间就正好，只是说出来呢，产出这些恶魔呢，然后在这个牛奶海洋里面跟这个半神人跟恶魔打斗的时候，在搅拌牛奶海洋。
And these are one type of the Prabhava Avastha forms.
那这是的 Prabhava Avastha 的形体的一类。
And the other type are generally like sages.
那另外一类呢，是就像圣人那一类的。
Who are more well known?
那就是比较广被人知的。
And who generally appear for longer time?
而且他们出现展示的时间比较长。
Such as Kapila.
比方说 Kapila.
Vyasadeva.
啊 ，Vyasadeva.
Dattatreya.
啊 ，Dattatreya.
These are different examples of the Prabhava Avastha.
啊，这一些人物呢，就是这个例子 Prabhava Avastha 的这个例子。
Then there's the Vaibhava Avastha forms of the Lord.
还有另外一类的是主的形体的 Vaibhava.
And these are full manifestations of the Lord that fulfill a particular purpose.
那这一类的呢，是完全具有至尊主完全的潜能，而且他们的出现有特别的意义跟教化功能。
Such as Varaha, Lord Varaha.
比方说主 Varaha.
And there are many other forms in this category.
然后，当然了，在这一类别还有很多很多主的形体。
And generally, these Vaibhava Avastha forms—they're actually they're eternal forms.
一般呢，这 Vaibhava Avastha 这一类是永恒的形体。
And they have their own abodes.
然后这一类的主的形体，每一个都有自己的星球。
Where they eternally reside, but then they descend to this universe or other universes to fulfill their purposes.
他们是永恒的居住在他们自己的灵性星球，但是在某些特别的时候，他们会来到这个物质宇宙的不同的地方，根据他们所需要去进行的任务。
And then the most complete are called Para Avastha.
那最完整是 Para Avastha.
Para Avastha means most perfect.
Para Avastha 就是最完的，最完美的。
And there's three manifestations of the Lord who are most perfect.
所以这里面呢，主的三个展示呢是最完美的。
And they are Lord Nrisimhadev.
比方说主 Nrisimhadev.
Lord Ramachandra.
主拉玛灿多罗。
And Krishna.
还有 Krishna.
They are Para Avastha.
他们是在 Para Avastha 这个化身的类别。
Why are they most perfect?
为什么他们是最完美的
？Because all of them manifest all the six opulences in full.
因为呢，他们这三位呢，就是在主的六种富裕里面是完整的，具有这种六种富裕，而且展示出来。
Six opulences What are they?
请问那六种富裕是哪六种？
Most beautiful, most renowned, most intelligent.
最气绝的，最聪明的，还有什么？最有钱的。
Most powerful,
most powerful,
most
powerful,
most powerful,
most powerful,
most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most powerful, most renowned, the most intelligent, the most wealthy, and the most famous.
我当然知道这六个，可是每次要说的时候就有点混了，就好像没有记住。
So they're all the supreme full manifestations of the supreme personality of God.
那他们这三位啊，就是说至尊主完全的六种富裕的潜能是完全的圆满，而且展示出来。
And then described as the most complete.
所以被描述为是最完整的。
They all have their eternal. They have their eternal residences.
他们呢，在灵性世界有自己永恒的居所。
And they descend to this world at a particular time to fulfill particular purpose.
然后他们在特定的时间啊，特定的目的来到物质世界进行他们的任务。
So Lord Ramachandra is the supreme personality of God.
所以主人。Ramachandra 是至尊人格守神完整的自己的一个。
However, it's very interesting, and I don't want to spend too much time with this, but I could give the whole class. But it's very interesting how Rupa Goswami explains, although they are all equal in one sense, still he says there is a difference between the three.
当然了，我可以讲不完哈，可以一直一直讲下去都不要停。但是呢，关于这里呢，我就揭露Rupa Goswami在这里面说到呢，这虽然是三个主的化身，具有完全的潜能，但是同时呢，他们三个之间又不同程度的分别。
And I will try to present this in the most simplistic way possible.
我只要
For the sake of our translator.
为了帮助翻译的方便，所以我会用最简单的方式来说。
The difference is
他们三位之间的差别是
that the demons that they kill don't all get the same destination.
就是说被这组的三个化身里面所杀掉的恶魔呢，他们所得到的结果不同。
Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu.
主 Nrisimhadev 杀掉了这个 Hiranyakashipu.
Lord Ramachandra.Killed Ravana.
主 Ramachandra 呢杀掉这个 Ravana.
And Krishna killed
Krishna 杀了谁？
The two forms of Jaya and Vijaya who descended and were killed.
这灵性世界的 Jaya Vijaya 蟋蟀这个世界被是什么名字？
Shishupal and
Shishupal 跟谁？
Dantavakra. That's good. Now this may sound.And I also, when I was reading it, I was thinking, as I was reading it, but wait a minute. Of course they don't all get the same destination because they were Jaya and Vijaya.
当我在读的这里面的内容的时候，我就停了一下，想一想。当然呢，他们被主杀掉的结果会不同，被不同的主。那像 Jaya and Vijaya 这个例子。
And as we know, according to Srimad Bhagavatam,
就我们知道根据圣典佛家瓦坛里面的内容
The Jaya and Vijaya were the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha planet.
Jaya and Vijaya 是在无忧星宿白昆达的守门者
And they were cursed by the four Kumaras.
他们被这个四个 Kumara 所诅咒
To take birth in the material world.
他们的灵性世界被诅咒呢，所以要在物质世界投生
And Lord Krishna was very disturbed by the behavior.
主 Krishna 呢，对于他们的行为感到非常困扰。
And he even appeared at that place where this took place.
那主呢是这么觉得感到麻烦，看到他们的样子，所以呢自己出现在这两个恶棍的出现的地方。
And he spoke a very well-known verse that a wrong act committed by a servant leads people in general to blame the master.
然后。他主就讲了一个很有名的诗节，就是说，这一些像 蛇蝎心意的门徒呢，竟然会这么邪恶去诅咒自己的主人或老师。
Just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body spoils all of the skin.
就好像说身上哪里长了麻风病，这皮肤病呢，让你全身都溃烂的感染。
So the Lord was very disturbed by the offense committed to these four Kumaras, the great devotees.
那主呢，觉得非常的困扰，这个四个Kumara 呢，冒犯奉献者。
As we just said, they are Avesha avatars.
就像我们刚刚说到，他属于是 Avesha avatar 的这个类别。
So he was so disturbed by the when Jai and Vijay restricted them from entering into Vaikuntha that he went to that place and he spoke this verse.
所以呢，他们是这么恶棍呢，所以当他们到百昆达的门前呢，被 Jai 跟 Vijay 阻止，而且被诅咒了。
He even said that my devotees are so dear to me that I'll cut off my arm for them.
然后就说呢，啊，我的主是跟我这么亲爱，所以呢，我会为我的奉献者，如果必要的话，我自己手背都可以为他们砍掉啊，为他们来保护他们什么的。
So when the four Kumaras cursed Jai and Vijay to take birth,
当四个 Kumara 兄弟呢，他们诅咒 Jai 跟 Vijay 这两个人。
They cursed them to have to take birth in the material world.
他们诅咒这两个人呢，到物质世界投生。
And they were given the choice to take birth either seven times as devotees or three times as demons.
所以他们被诅咒怎么样呢？要七世成为奉献者，但是中间有三，还另外的三世是在这个世界是当恶魔。
So they chose to take birth three times as demons because they wanted to get back to their services as quickly as possible.
那他们被选择呢？他们接受愿意三世当恶魔，因为他们想要说赶快啊，再回到灵性世界，时间短一点。
So first they appeared as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu.
所以第一次呢，他们出现为 Hiranyaksha 跟 Hiranyakashipu.
Then they appeared as Ravana and Kumbhakarna.
那再来是第二次是 Ravana 跟 Kumbhakarna.
And then they appeared again.As Shishupal and Dantavaka.
那在第三次呢，变成 Shishupal 跟 Dantavaka.
So Srila Rupa Goswami explains, and Srila Baladeva Jibhushan also expands on this point.
所以 Rupa Goswami 又说了这个，这个 Baladeva Jibhushan 呢，他的注解有讲述解释了这个部分。
That when Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu.
当主女士被杀掉比然亚卡西普的时候，
比然亚卡西普 didn't get liberation。
比然亚卡西普被他杀了，可是没有得到解脱。
He had to take birth again。
而必须要再次的投生。
And when he took birth again, he took his birth again as Ravana。
啊，当他在投生的另外一次，他就是变成这个我们知道 Ravana。
And he explains that when Lord Nrisimhadev kills somebody。
他解释了说，当主女性格在杀掉某一个人的时候
，They don't necessarily get liberation.
这些被主女性格在杀的人，不见得会得到解脱。
An example is given that just as Hiranyakashipu had to take his next birth as Ravana.
啊，这个例子就直接看到，就是说 Hiranyakashipu 被杀了，他还必须要投生成这个 Ravana.
And because Hiranyakashipu didn't accept.Lord Nrisimhadev is the Supreme Lord. He wasn't meditating on him as being the Supreme Lord.
因为原来开始不呢，他虽然在冥想着主，可是他没有接受至尊主的至尊地位。
So although he was killed by the Lord,
虽然他被至尊主杀掉了
，he simply got a very powerful position in this next life.
啊，他虽然被主杀了，而且只能得到说下一世。有一个很有力量权威的地位。
He obtained the position of opulence even greater than the demigods.
啊，他得到比半神人们的富裕更多的这样的地位。
And that position was the position of Ravana.
那个地位就是 Ravana 这个地位。
Now, as we know Ravana in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra.
如果你们知道呢 ，Ravana 在主的《拉玛灿陀罗》里面的逍遥时光里面。
Ravana didn't accept Lord Ramachandra as the Supreme Lord.
这个 Ravana 他也没有接受主拉玛灿陀罗的至尊地位。
He thought he was a very powerful human being because Ramachandra appeared as a mortal, as a human being.
他呢没有接受主拉玛灿多罗的至尊地位，他只是认为他只是像一般普通的生物，也会有一天会死去。
And of course, he had many purposes to fulfill in his pastime, such as Ekapatnivrata, his dedication to one wife.
当然，他在这个世界里面出现了很多需要教导的任务。那特别有一项就是说
，Ekapatnivrata。
就是说一世只娶一个老婆，不管什么状况。
And to be the best ideal example of a king.
而且是最理想国王的例子。
Who was loved by all of his citizens.
而且是被所有全国的子民所尊敬宠爱的。
But he appeared not as the supreme lord, but as a great king.
但是他出现的样态呢，不是至尊主，而是一个伟大的国王。
So Ravana looked at Ramachandra and considered him to simply be a very powerful mortal being.
所以这个 Ravana 认为主拉玛灿陀罗只是一个很有力量的生物。
And when Lord Ramachandra killed him, he didn't get liberation.
因为他只是这种概念知觉里面，所以当他被主拉玛灿多罗杀掉之后呢，没有得到解脱。
But he had to take birth again as Shishupa.
所以他必须要再投生成为 Shishupa。
Now I know all of you probably have the same question, or most of you have the same question in your mind as I had.
我想大部分人或是几乎每个人都有这个同样的问题，你们心里可能想着一个同样问题。
Which is, of course, they didn't get liberation because they had to take three births.
当然啦，他已经被诅咒要投生三次，当然没有得到解脱。
It's obvious. It's a no-brainer.
这个当然就是已经被所谓命中注定，所以很明显，不管怎么样，就是要投生。
So then, Ravana, when he was killed, he took his next birth as Shishupa.
所以 Ravana 被杀了之后，他下一世就要投生成为 Shishupa.
As Shishupa.Was known for being very envious of Krishna.
Shishupa is 很出名，他是非常的嫉妒 Krishna.
He was constantly speaking out and so envious. He was criticizing Krishna, braying like an ass.
这个 Shishupa 是很恶毒的，常常在批评 Krishna, 责骂 Krishna, 甚至骂 Krishna 是一头驴啊，蠢蛋啊，笨驴。
He was always repeating different names of Krishna.
而且他这么邪恶棍呢，每次都讲的 Krishna 不同的名字，然后就骂。
Oh, this Pundarikaksha.
像 Pundarikaksha.
So many different names. He was constantly repeating how there was envy for Krishna.
就是因为他对 Krishna 是充满了嫉妒，所以呢，就用不同的名字那个虐称来取笑 Krishna.
But although he was envious of Krishna.
当然啦，虽然他是嫉妒的 Krishna.
He knew Krishna was God.
但是到这个阶段，他知道 Krishna 是神。
Still, he was so envious.
他知道 Krishna 是神，可是还是非常嫉妒 Krishna.
So although he was kept on repeating his name again and again when Krishna killed Shishupa.
所以当 Krishna 呢杀掉这 Shishupa 的时候，他还是就一直在念着 Krishna 不同的名字。
Then the whole story in the Bhagavatam describes how the spirit soul then entered into the body of Krishna.
在整部《国家瓦坛》里面有描述到，当一个个体灵魂怎么样进到至尊主的身体的情况。
And normally we think of this as like merging into the form of the Lord.
一般我们会认为说，一个灵魂所谓融进去主的身体里面。
But Baladev Vijayabhushan says that this Sahaja Mukti also means Sahayoga.
巴拉德维加布什呢就说了，这个萨哈加尤吉就是说这一类的解脱也叫做
Sahaja Mukti also means Saha Yoga.
要称为 Saha Yoga.
Saha Yoga means to establish a relationship with the Lord.
Saha Yoga 这个意思就是说个体生物跟至尊主建立关系。
So when Shishupa was killed, he went back to his relationship with the Lord as a servant of the Lord of Vaikuntha.
所以在这个情况呢，须须婆被杀掉之后呢，他回到白昆塔，开始建立跟主的关系。
Now, here's where the revelation comes.
这里就有一种上天给我们的旨意。
And it's a very important point that Baladev Vijayabhushan makes.
在Baladev Vijayabhushan所说的重点。
He says that when Jaya and Vijaya descended,
当 Jaya 跟 Vijaya 从 上面降临的时候
and took birth as the demons.
啊，投身为恶魔。
It was a one-time event.
而且是一次发生的事件。
When they went back after they were killed, when they went back, they didn't come back to this world again.
啊，就是说一次事件，就是说他们来到这个世界呢，被诅咒，然后就。回去了之后就不用再回来了，只有一次就好了。
And he explains the reason why Jaya and Vijaya wanted to take birth as demons.
好，他也解释了为什么 Jaya 跟 Vijaya 为什么要投生成恶魔。
It's because they used to hear the bards in Vaikuntha glorifying the Lord. The bards, the bards. What's a bard?
Singer.
Singer. Storyteller. Storyteller. Yeah.
那个，因为什么这两个人呢会想到赶快回到灵性世界，而且会真的回到灵性世界，一次就解决，是因为他们在原来在买昆塔的时候，常常听到那个灵性世界的说书者，就是公告讲故事的人，一直讲述荣耀主的这一切。
And while the bards were singing the glories of the Lord, they would sing about how the Lord likes to come to the world to fight with demons.
而且他们也听到呢，他们这一些。说唱的人呢，一直在荣耀的主怎么样的出现来杀掉恶魔。
And when they heard that, they were thinking, "Wow, we could actually go to the material world and fight with the Lord as demons."
所以他们听到了这一些叙述朗诵呢，他们想说，哦，我们也是可以到物质世界来跟恶魔打斗。
And serve him there.
而且在那物质世界里面来服务主。
Giving him a good fight.
跟主好好的斗一斗，玩一玩。
Because the Lord likes to have a good fight, and he can't have good fights in Vaikuntha.
因为主也喜欢这样子的做打斗游戏，但是在 Vaikuntha 大家对他很尊敬，不敢跟他这样玩。
There's nobody to fight with in Vaikuntha.
因为在 Vaikuntha 没有人敢斗他。
So because he has this fighting spirit, he has to come here to fight. And they were thinking, yeah, he likes to go to the material world to fight demons. Yeah, let's take those three births as demons.
因为至尊主也有另外一个品质，他喜欢这样玩玩戏弄的闹着哈打斗，但是在百昆达没办法有这样的情况，所以他想在出现在这个物质世界呢，可以帮他完成这样的逍遥时光。
But that was a one-time event.
但是只是一次的事件。
They came during one Brahma Kalpa.
他们在一个婆罗诃摩的一个 Kalpa 一个所谓一劫哈年轮的劫的一次出现。
Brahma Kalpa is a day of Brahma.
就是阿波罗赫摩梵天的一天的时间。
But the Lord descends in every day of Brahma.
但是至尊主婆罗赫摩梵天的每一天都出现一次。
And he fights demons.
而且每一次都有跟恶魔打斗的情况。
He fights Hiranyakashipu.
他跟那Hiranyakashipu打斗。
He fights Ravana as Ramachandra.
他跟 Ravana 打斗，就说这个呢。Ramachandra 打斗
fights Kumbhakarna.
然后跟 Kumbhakarna 打斗
And every Brahma Kalpa he comes and fights those demons.
然后在阿婆罗赫摩梵天的每一天里面，他都出现来跟恶魔这样子斗
But it was only one Brahma Kalpa that Jaya and Vijaya came to fight because when one goes back to the spiritual world, Krishna says he doesn't come back again.
但是呢，在那么多婆罗赫摩的日子，他的寿命的日子里面呢 ，Jaya 跟 Vijaya 只出现在其中的一天，而且那一天结束之后就回到白昆达，不再出现了。
So who does Lord Nrsingadev fight in other Brahma Kalpas?
那个主女 Nrsingadev 在另外婆罗赫摩梵天的白天里面出现，他跟谁打斗
？Who does Lord Ramachandra fight in other Brahma Kalpas?
那这个主喇嘛灿陀罗在婆罗赫摩梵天的另外一天。出现，他跟谁打斗
？And who does Krishna fight in other Brahma Kalpas?
那 Krishna 出现跟在这个另外一个婆罗赫摩梵天的白天里面跟谁打斗
？He fights demons.
啊，就是跟恶魔打斗。
Demons, real demons.
真正的恶魔，那从里到外，从上到下都是恶魔。
Not Jaya and Vijaya, they came only once.
不是像 Jaya and Vijaya， 只是好像来出来一次玩一下。
He comes and fights with real demons.
那时候主出现是真正来对打这些真正的邪恶。
And when he fights those demons in other Brahma cultures，
但是在另外的婆罗赫摩梵天的白天，他又出现来对抗另外一群恶魔。
When Hiranyakashipu gets killed，
然后 Hiranyakashipu 被杀了
，he doesn't get liberation，
他也没有得到解脱。
When Ravana gets killed, he doesn't get liberation.
当 Ravana 被杀了，他也没得到解脱。
You would think that they would be killed by the Lord to get liberation, but they don't.
啊想着说了，如果一个人被自尊主杀掉呢，一定会得到解脱，但是并不是这样子。
But he explains when they're killed by Krishna.
但是经典上解释，就是说他们解说，如果一个人被 Krishna 杀，亲自杀掉的话
，Krishna actually, it's the word that he uses insinuates himself into their minds and hearts.
啊，就是这样说呢，在那一类的情况呢是。Krishna 自己本人出现在这些被杀人的心意里面
，so that they become so attracted to him when they're killed by him。
所以当他们被 Krishna 本人杀掉的时候，他们被 Krishna 的美完全的吸引，所以完全的想着他。
They go back to spiritual world。
那所以被他杀了之后，他们直接回到灵性世界。
Just like Putana, right? Krishna accepted Putana, and she came to kill him.
就像啊，至尊主 Krishna 呢，他接受 Putana 这个所谓他的奶，但是 Krishna 杀掉他。
But even though she came to kill him, Krishna accepted the milk from her breast as a mother, and gave her a position of a mother in the spiritual world.
啊 ，Putana 呢，他用这个毒药呢抹在胸部喂 Krishna， 但是 Krishna 接受他像一个母亲的心境呢，虽然把他杀掉，但是 Krishna 直接让他在灵性世界也当 Krishna。
So Rupa Goswami says that this makes Krishna most complete.
所以 Rupa Goswami 就说呢，像这一种情况呢，就让 Krishna 展示出是最完美的。
He's the most complete because all those who are killed by the Lord.
所以像 Krishna 呢，他就是最完整的，就是对于那一些直接被 Krishna 所杀掉的人。
Even those who are killed in the presence of Krishna.Like everyone on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
甚至说啊，如果像在库鲁之野的战场里面，所有的那一些被杀掉的啊，在 Krishna 亲临战场的那些士兵被杀掉的
，They all got liberation.
那些啊，库鲁之野战场的兵士呢，士兵都完全得到解脱。
Being killed in the presence of the Lord.
啊，就是在主的直接面临啊出现呢被杀的情况。
Of course, a lot of this discussion is about.Being killed by the Lord.
当然了，很多人呢，很多种讨论，就是说，是不被至尊主所杀的情况。
And of course, it's not the only thing the Lord does when He comes.
当然了，去杀恶魔不是至尊主出现的唯一做的事情。
But we know that the Lord's killing and the Lord's benedictions are equal benefit for everyone, beneficial for anyone who's the object of the mercy of the Lord.
我们知道呢，至尊主他杀掉的生物或是给生物祝福呢，都是同等的让生物受益。
We're just reading that in the Dasavatara Stotra, how Lord Ramachandra he made an offering of Ravana's 10 heads.
我们刚刚读了一下主十个化身的赞歌，里面讲到就是说主拉玛灿陀罗怎么样祝福这个 Ravana 得到十个头。
Because one of the purposes that which Lord Ramachandra appeared for was to deal with Ravana.
至尊主拉玛灿陀罗出现的其中一个目的是来出来处理这个十个头的 Ravana。
Because Ravana was very, very powerful rakshas.
因为 Ravana 是非常有力量的这个罗刹。
And Ravana caused so much disturbance to saintly devotees.
这个 Ravana 呢，对神圣的奉献者制造很多的骚扰。
What to speak of the fact that Ravana kidnapped Sita, the wife of Ramachandra?
更何况说 Ravana 去拐走这个主拉玛灿陀罗的伴侣这个 Sita。
And Ravana had no consideration whatsoever for the position of the Lord.
Ravana 这么恶棍呢，一点都没有去想到这个主拉玛灿陀罗的地位。
Even though he was cursed again and again and again for his activities he committed prior to being slain by Lord Ram.
虽然他已经被的主 Ram 所一次又一次的去诅咒啊，去纠正这个恶魔。
He was cursed once by Vedavati.
他有一次被 Vedavati 所诅咒。
When Ravana.Wanted to enjoy blissfully her body.
Because 那时候 Ravana 想要去享受这个 Devaki 的身体，就享受女子的快乐。
And although he tried to enjoy her, because Ravana was known for his lust.
啊，虽然他想要去享受他的这个女子的这个美貌跟快乐，但是呢，主知道这个邪恶的欲念。所以这个女子就直接诅咒这个 Ravana。
She said, because of your activities, I will come back again, and you will be destroyed because of me.
贝达玛蒂直接对 Ravana 说，由于你这样子污蔑侵犯呢，所以呢，我会再投生一次来直接把你毁掉，因为你对我的态度，我会直接毁你。
And then Vedavati just simply destroyed her body, burnt it to ashes.
啊，说完呢 ，Vedavati 呢，这个女子直接就是说自己啊，身体出现了火呢，把自己烧掉。
Ravana simply snorted, took it as nothing.
Ravana 当然是恶魔恶棍，就这样子。
He was cursed. He was cursed by Parvati.
He was Parvati 所诅咒。
You know, Ravana was flying around in his flowery airplane that he got from Kuvera.
Ravana 就飞到空中呢，然后他受到 Kuvera 给他撒花。
Came across the boat of Lord Shiva.
然后就是到了这个主 Shiva 的坐骑。
He couldn't go any farther when he came to this place. Trying to figure out why he couldn't go any farther.
啊，当他到了 Shiva 这个地方的时候，他就觉得奇怪，为什么他再也没办法走进任何一分一寸。
I'm Ravana. Who has the nerve to stop me from my explorations?
这种傲慢想说我是 Ravana， 我这么有力量，我谁可以挡我？谁可以阻止我
？So he got out of his plane to find out why he couldn't go any farther.
所以呢 ，Ravana 就走下他的空中飞机，灵性飞机，就想说谁来挡他的路
？First person who saw him was Nandi.
他第一个见到就是这个 Nandi 这条朋友。
Nandi is a servant of Lord Shiva.
Nandi 是啊，主 Shiva 的仆人。
And when Nandi said, "No, you can't. This is the abode of Lord Shiva." He said, "Lord Shiva cares for Shiva."
Nandi 这条公牛，他是主 Shiva 的仆人，他就对 Ravana 说。你不能进来，这里是这个 Shiva 的地盘，你一寸一分也不能走进来。
I said, "You know I'm Ravana."
然后 Ravana 说：“你不知道我是 Ravana 哈。
”And then he made fun of Nandi.
然后这 Ravana 就取笑了这个这头牛。
He told Nandi, he said, "You look like a monkey."
他跟 Nandi 说：“你长得像猴子。
”And Nandi told him, "Because of your attitude towards Lord Shiva and because of your statements." You will have to come back again. You will be killed by a whole race of monkeys.
Nandi 给他回咒，就是说，因为你这样的话，你这种态度呢，所以你会被诅咒，你会被一群猴子所杀。
And then when he came to that Mount Kailas where Lord Shiva was sitting with Parvati.
啊，当他又到这个凯拉西这个印度北方这个山呢，啊，就是希瓦所住的地方，跟他的老婆帕瓦蒂住的地方。
He considered Mount Kailas to be another obstacle.
啊，他认为这凯拉西山又是一个障碍。
So he put his arms under the Mount Kailas and he was going to rip Mount Kailas, but couldn't move it.
这个 Ravana 这个大混蛋呢，就想说他手把这个凯拉西山搬走，可是他动呢。动也动不了。
Started shaking the mountain.
他抓着，他一直抖，想要抖这个山呢。
And it was creating such a disturbance for Lord Shiva and Parvati.
那当然，他这样子骚动了，打扰这个 Shiva 跟 Parvati.
Lord Shiva took his toe and he pressed it on the mountain.
就 Shiva 就提起他的脚，这个脚趾头就对这个山压一下下。
When he pressed the toe on the mountain, then he couldn't do anything anymore.
所以呢 ，Shiva 就把他的脚趾头按着这个山，那个这个 Ravana 怎么也动不了。
And he was forced to stay there. Was it 100 years or something like that? I think it was 100 years. He was 100 years, wasn't it? He had his arms under the Mount Kailash. Meanwhile, Pushpaka was up in the sky, his flower airplane vacant, waiting for him to come back.
但主希瓦就把这个脚趾头按住这个山呢，凯拉什山。那这个呢 ，Ravana 呢，就真的动不了，在那边一直试着，试了100年，至少100年。但是他自己这个啊、这个花朵做成的飞机一直在天空等着他再上去坐。
And then because of the disturbance he created by shaking the mountain, Parvati became very disturbed. She can get disturbed. She cursed Chichaketu Maharaj when Chichaketu Maharaj was flying around in his airplane, cursed him to take birth as a demon.
就是当 Chichaketu 这个国王呢，坐着他的飞机在空中绕啊绕啊，但是 Parvati 看得很不舒服，也是诅咒他要投生成为恶魔。He
said this Lord Shiva has caused so much distress to a woman.
所以他就说。
That a woman will be the cause of his distress. She cursed them.
Just
a few examples of all the curses that Ravana got, but still didn't pay any attention to them.
Ravana 有一些例子就是说 Ravana 被诅咒的情况，但是 Ravana 还是不管他被诅咒，还是不管这些事情。
So Ravana and the Rakshasas, of course, they created so much disturbance for the rishis and saints.
所以这些 Ravana 啦，还有这些罗刹们，这些小妖魔跟他一起呢，对圣人们制造很多的骚扰。
Actually, I was going to read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe I should read it. I think it's connected. It's about Lord Rama. And it's Srimad Bhagavatam.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ninth canto. Ninth canto. Chapter 11. Verse 20. Nidam yasho ragupate surayach nayata. Lila tenor adikasyam yavamuktatamna Raksho vadhojaladi bandhanam astrapulai Kintasya satuhamane kapaya sahaya. Translation. Do you need a copy? It's not a very long purple. Well, maybe I have a copy here. Translation is Lord Ramachandra's reputation for having killed Ravana with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods. I read the whole thing because you have the whole thing. At the request of the demigods and for having built a bridge over the ocean does not constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramachandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he had no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana.
主拉玛泰多勒的声誉呢，是因为他杀掉这个恶魔 Ravana 是以用，就是说弓箭这个箭雨这样把他杀掉。 在这个半神人们的要求之下杀掉 Ravana， 而且呢他建立了就是说跨过这个斯里兰卡的桥，这个海洋的桥。然后这尊人格守神这个祖拉玛参陀罗的灵性身体总是在进行各种各类的逍遥时光，祖拉玛参陀罗没有人是可以跟他相等或高过于他，因此呢他也不必要得到所谓猴子们的帮助来战胜 Ravana。
As stated in the Vedas Svetashvatara Upanishad Natasya Karyam Karanam Zavijite Natat Samaschavijakaschadishite Parashya Shaktiya Vividaya Vashivite Svabhaviki Gyana Balakriyacha。 The Supreme Lord has nothing to do and no one is found to be equal to or greater than him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies。
要知就如在Svetashvatara 的奥义书的第六章第八节里面所描述的，至尊主没有什么事情需要去做，而且没有人可以跟他相等或是高过于他，因为所有的一切都自然的完成了，而且是很有秩序的，在他各种能量，他各种的能量自然的完成。主对于这个世界没有什么需要做的事，不管他是怎么样的逍遥时光在进行，至尊主对于进行他所有的需要的任务跟责任呢，他是没有义务的，而且呢他怎么样的出现都是要保护他的奉献者或是杀掉他的敌人。当然没有人可以是至尊主的敌人，因为呢谁可以比至尊主更有力量呢？这是自然没有问题的，就是没有人可以是他的敌人。
Are you reading the whole book?
To the end
of the book. Huh?
To the end
of the book. Okay, I guess I haven't read that part yet.
Sorry, because
it's
the page.
Okay, let me, for those who need to hear the English.
Yeah.
The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, no, I already read that. The Lord has nothing to do, Natasya Karayam Karanam Shavijite. Whatever he does is his pastime. I don't know how far you got. The Lord has no duty to perform to oblige anyone. Yes? Okay.
至尊主对于任何人没有义务要做任何事情。
Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or kill his enemies.
不论如何，他的出现都是要来保护他的奉献者呢，或是杀掉所谓他的敌人。
Of course, no one can be the Lord's enemy, since who could be more powerful than the Lord?
当然啦，没有人可以是主的敌人，有谁是比至尊主还有力量呢？
There is actually no question of anyone's being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to this material world and acts like a human being, thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees.
事实上呢，这是没有问题，没有人是可以他的成为他的敌人。当假如主想要来进行他快乐的逍遥时光时，他可以出现在这个物质世界，而且表现得像一般人类，而且展示他美妙光荣的活动来取悦他的奉献者。
His devotees always want to see the Lord victorious in varied activities, and therefore to please himself and them, the Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being.And perform wonderful, uncommon pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees.
至尊主来到这个物质世界，然后表现的行为像一般人类，只是为了要展示他美妙的活动，取悦他的奉献者。他的奉献者们总是想要见到主光荣的各种情况。也因此也要取悦，想要取悦至尊主跟其他的人，所以至尊主有时候同意来扮演一个一般人类的角色，而进行很美妙超然的活动来取悦奉献者。
So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is commenting about the Lord's purpose for his descent.
所以在这里面呢，帕欧帕呢对于这节诗呢做了注解。
He says the Lord comes to fulfill his pastime.
就是至尊主的出现是要来进行他的消耗时光。
Although the Lord has nothing to do.
虽然至尊主没有什么需要做的事。
This is an actual very important point.
事实上，这是非常重要的要点。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Namam karmani limpanti nami karma palais priha iti mam yoga vijanati kama virnasa bhajate." Says there's no work I have to do.
这十节的意思就是说 ，Krishna 说我没有什么需要去做的工作或事情。
Says there's no work that affects me.
而且没有任何的所谓工作或活动会影响我的。
Nor do I aspire from the fruits of work.
而且我也不会对所谓功利活动、果报活动所启发，或是有这个欲望。
And anyone who knows this truth about me,
任何人知道关于我的真理
will also not become entangled in the reactions of work.
而且知道我 这绝对真理的人，也不会被这个他工作活动的结果所捆绑。
Whatever the Lord does, He does for His enjoyment.
不管至尊主做任何事情，他所做都是为了他自己的所谓享受快乐而做。
And there is nothing He has to do.
同时，他没有什么说他一定要必须去做的事。
Because He is the supreme enjoyer, He does simply that which He likes to do.
因为他是至尊享乐者，所以他可以做什么，想要什么就怎么做。
So He likes to come to this world.
而且他喜欢来到这个物质世界。
Prabhupada actually even explains in one lecture.
Prabhupada 甚至在一个讲课里面说到。
Although the Lord comes for his devotee to protect his devotees, to please the devotees.
虽然至尊主出现在这个世界呢，来保护他的奉献者这些事情。
And to annihilate the demons.
取悦保护他的奉献者，同时要来消灭恶魔。
He doesn't have to come to kill demons.
本来他也不需要来这边来杀恶魔的。
He could very easily kill demons without having to come.
他很容易就消灭恶魔，自己根本不用出来。
And Prabhupada quotes this verse from the Svetashvatara Upanishad.
所以帕巴引述了这 Svetashvatara 奥义书里面的诗节。
Which says that.Although the Lord has nothing to do, and the reason why He has nothing to do is because everything acts very perfectly through His different energies.
啊，这里面说到的，对什么至尊主对都不需要做这些事情，因为在至尊主的各种能量里面，所有的一切自然就完美的、完整的进行了。
And because His energies act very perfectly according to His will.
因为他所有的各种潜能能量呢是。很完美的在他的意愿里面进行完成了。
Whatever he desires becomes reality.
只要主所愿望的事呢，都会变成真实的情况。
When creation takes place,
当创造在发生的时候
，Krishna doesn't have to get involved in creation.
Krishna 不需要参与创造的事情。
His energies can take care of that for him.
Krishna 的能量就可以去管理这些创造的事。
Lord Brahma is the first created being in the universe.
啊，婆罗诃摩梵天呢是第一个被创造出来的这个宇宙的第一个生物。
And Lord Brahma prayed for the creative potency to create the universe.
然后婆罗诃摩梵天呢向主来祈祷，让他有这个潜能来继续创造物质世界。
Because that was his service to the Lord.
因为他的创造的活动呢，是他对主的服务。
So his energies act very perfectly according to his will.
所以他的能量是非常完美的，根据至尊主的意愿在进行。
And because of that, there's nothing he has to do.
因为这样的情况，有这个原因呢，至尊主没有什么事情需要去做的。
So it sounds like it's pretty boring to be God.
听起来当一个神是很无聊，没趣。
He has to do.
什么事情都不做了，太无聊了吧。
And I oftentimes ask this question.
我常常问这个问题。
That if you had nothing you had to do, what would you do?
假如你什么都不用做，那你要做什么？
Because the verse "Namam karmani limpanti namai karma palais priya" means, if For Krishna, there's never any consequences.
因为啊，这个就是说呢，这个师姐说的就是说，对于 Krishna 来说呢，没有什么因果前后的事情。
If he doesn't work,
假如说他不去工作的话呢
？There's no consequences. He doesn't have to work.
他根本前提就是他根本也不需要工作，所以也不需要说没有工作之后的后果。
He's Bhagavan.
因为他是 Bhagavan.
He already possesses all opulences and full. What does he have to work for?
他已经拥有所有的富裕，他干嘛还要去工作
？He doesn't have to do anything.
什么都不用去做了。
He's Atmarama, Aptakama, he's self-satisfied.
嗯，那是 Atmarama, Aptakama, 他已经是自我满足的一个生物了。
So there's nothing he has to do.
所以他没有什么需要做的事。
Yet, Brahma Samhita very clearly explains that he's always existing.
嗯，婆罗诃罗梵天在里面描述的就是说啊，至尊主一直都是自我满足的存在。
Advaita Machuta Manadi Mananta Rupa Magyaparana Naviyoma Nicha Vedesha Dula Pamadula Mamasa Pakal Govinda Mari Purusha Mahamadami. That he's Advaita, he's non-dual, his body is never subject to decay.
他像他是 Advaita Achuta 了，就是说他是完整的个体，然后他也不会受物质条件的限制，而且他是永恒的存在，完美的存在。
He's source of everything.
而且是所有一切的源头。
Ananta Rupam, his form is eternal, is always existing.
而且他是 Ananta Rupam, 就是说他的身体永恒的存在，不会有衰老死亡。
But he has nothing to do.
就已经这么完美，所以他没有什么事情要去做了。
So, what would you do if you had nothing you had to do?
回过头来说，假如你没有事情要做的时候，你要做什么？
We have to go to work. If we don't go to work, there'll be consequences.
啊，我们一定要去工作。如果没去工作，你知道后果，大家都知道后果是什么了。
If you don't pay taxes, there'll be consequences.
你不去缴税，你也知道后果如何。
If we don't pay medical bills, there'll be consequences.
你没有去缴你的健保啦，或去缴医药费，你也知道下场如何。
If we don't buy food, there'll be consequences.
你没有去买食物的话，你也知道下场如何。
So many things we do because we have to do it.
我们做了那么多事情，是因为我们必须要去做。
Krishna doesn't have to do anything.
但是 Krishna 什么都不需要去做。
So if we, being persons, had nothing we had to do, and there would never be any consequences.
我们是人啊，就是真正灵性的人的时候，我们不去做这种事工作的话，我们不会有任何所谓物质的后果。
We would do what we want to do.
在那个境况的时候，我们会去做我们想要做的事。
Doesn't everybody have a list?
每个人是不是有一个清单啊，时间表
？When I get time.
那。假如我有时间的话呢，我的计划表。
Everybody's got a list, right?
每个人是不是都列了清单，他要做的事
？When that time comes, yeah, I know exactly what I want to do.
或者说做了计划，就是说如果那个时候到的话，我会很清楚知道我那个时候要做什么事。
What do they call them bucket lists, don't they?
Bucket list.
It's called a bucket list.
英语里说 bucket list.
Before you die. Things you want to accomplish before you die.
The bucket list 就说一个计划表，就说你死前绝对要做到的事。
So everybody has their wish list.
所以每个人有他的这个如愿计划。
But Krishna doesn't have to do anything.
但 Krishna 不需要做任何事情。
So whatever he does because he wants to do it.
不管 Krishna 做什么事情，就只是 Krishna 他想要做的事。
Because he's Parama Purusha, he's the supreme controller, enjoyer. He does whatever he wants to do.
因为他是 Parama Purusha， 就是说他是完整完美的，只要他想要的事情就只会发生，就可以进行。
So what gives him pleasure?
那什么东西或什么事情让他快乐
？What gives him pleasure is pleasing his devotees.
他的快乐就是来取悦他的奉献者们。
That's what he lives for.
这是 Krishna 存在的意义，存在的境况。
He's Bhaktivatsalya.
他是 Bhaktivatsalya.
Bhaktivatsalya means that he's very keen to please his devotees.
Bhaktivatsalya 就是说，他是非常的想要去取悦他的奉献者们。
He loves to serve his devotees.
他爱着、喜爱着去服务他的奉献者们。
That's what he does.
而且这也就是他在做的事。
Anything else is taken care of by his different energies.
那除了这之外，所有的任何事情都已经在他的潜能能量里面自然进行了。
But his devotees are so dear to him that Krishna wants to do it himself.
但是因为他的奉献者们跟他是这么亲爱呢，对他来讲是很亲密的，所以他想要自己来去服务他们。
Just like that whole story. It's a long story. I don't have time. You know the story of Arjunacharya?
啊，有一个故事叫 Arjunacharya 的故事。
Yeah.Junacharya, who couldn't accept it in Bhagavad Gita, that it said when Krishna says, Karomya, he wanted to change Vahamyaham to Karomya Vaham. Karomya? Oh, it's a long story. It'll take me the whole lesson. But his translation is kind of hard to get into details. Krishna likes to personally take care of his devotees.
Krishna 喜爱自己本人去照顾他的奉献者。
And actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in that verse, he gives a wonderful commentary.
事实上，在这段故事里面呢 ，Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 呢，对里面的注解讲得非常好。
Ananya shintaye tovam yajana paripashite tesha nichibu yogdanam yogakshema vahamyaham. When Krishna says, those who meditate on my personal form, for them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have.
这在《佛陀教梵歌》里面也就是说到，菩萨呢，就是说对于那一些他的奉献者们呢，如果他们缺什么的话，我会亲自去照料他们。那如果他们拥有什么的话呢，我会为他们保存他们所拥有的。
And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary explains.
在Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 他自己亲自解释的那个是吧？好几个音节。
He says that actually Krishna never considers it a burden to maintain his devotees.
他说了呢，事实上 Krishna 从来没有认为说要去照料维系他的奉献者们是对他来讲是所谓的一个负担。
Devotees are so because they're so surrendered to him.
因为他的奉献者是这么的臣服于他。
And because the Lord is so pleased by their desire to serve Him.
而且呢，这些奉献者们对于主的这种顺从跟臣服，让主感到非常非常的高兴满意。
And that they're willing to undergo any personal inconvenience simply for His pleasure.
这样的奉献者是愿意承担所有各种麻烦，来只是为了要取悦主。
The Lord never considers it a burden to maintain his devotees.
而这样子的情况下呢，主从来不会觉得要去维护照料他奉献者是负担。
And therefore, he always gives his devotees whatever they need.
因此，他会给他的奉献者们，就是他们所需要的东西，他会给他们的。
And he says, just like a groom never doesn't consider a burden to carry his wife.
就像说，特别是婚礼的时候，就新郎抱起这个新娘的时候，从来不会觉得这是负担，很高兴的抱起来。
Sometimes we have to use examples that we can relate to.
有时候我们必须要用一些例子，我们可以去知道和了解。
For him, it's pleasure.
对他来讲是一种快乐。
Pleasure to carry the wife. To carry the wife over the threshold, is that what it is? He uses that same analogy.
就是你是结婚特别高兴，把老婆抱起来或背起来，你不会说把老婆丢到垃圾桶或是那个篓子里面去。
So in the same way, the Lord, He's always inclined to give pleasure and to His devotees.
所以同样的呢，主是非常快乐的去抱起他的奉献者，照顾他的奉献者。
In fact, we oftentimes use the example from the Bhagavad Gita.
我们经常用到这个《薄伽瓦坛》里面的例子。
Of Krishna and Maharaj Ambarish.
就是 Krishna 跟这 Ambarish 国王的这个典故。
And how the Lord was naturally inclined to protect Maharaj Ambarish.
因为主呢就自然倾向去照顾这 Ambarish 国王。
So much so that when he invoked his Sudarshan Chakra to punish Durvasa Muni.
所以这么照顾他的奉献者，当主呢用这个飞轮神碟要杀掉这个恶魔的时候，
Durvasa Muni, he went to Lord Brahma for protection. Brahma said, "Sorry, I can't help you."
这个人呢，就 Durasha Muni 呢，他要被主的神蝶所追赶追杀呢，他就跑到那个 Narada Muni 面前请求保护。
He went to Lord Shiva.
甚至到 Shiva 那边去。
What can I do? I didn't invoke this Sudarshan Chakra.
Shiva 跟他说，我能怎么办呢？我也对付不了这个 Sudarshan 神蝶。
Then he went to Lord Vishnu.
然后他又跑到 Vishnu 的面前。
And when he went to Lord Vishnu, he said, "I can't help you either."
然后他就跑到 Vishnu 的面前 ，Vishnu 也跟他说，我也没办法帮你。
And Durasha Muni couldn't figure it out. What do you mean you can't help me?
Durasha Muni 想说，你已经这么伟大了，你为什么帮不了我
？Who can I go to if I can't go to you?
我已经跑到你面前，你这么差不多是最高的了，那我还能去找谁帮忙
？And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also.He gives a commentary on this.
So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur 对这个部分也做了注解。
And just when Krishna tells Durvasa Muni, he said, "I'm not independent."
这时候呢 ，Krishna 对这个 Durvasa Muni 说，我不是自己一个人，我不是独立可以决定的。
You're coming to me for protection, but I can't act independent for my devotee.
你来找我来保护你，可是我不能不管我奉献者的这个心愿。
Because I'm completely under the control of my devotees.
因为我是完全受我的奉献者们的控制。
So what to speak of my devotees, even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me.
那更何况是我奉献者的奉献者们，他们对我来讲是非常亲爱的人。
He says the devotees are always in my heart.
而且他说呢，奉献者们总是在住在我的心里面。
And I'm always in the heart of my devotees.
那同时我也一直都是在我奉献者的心里面。
The devotees don't know anyone but me.
真正的奉献者除了我之外他们不会去想到谁
And I don't know anyone but them.
而且我只知道我这些奉献者我不认识任何其他人
So Durvasa Muni was going to Lord Vishnu for shelter.
所以 Durvasa Muni 就走到这个 Vishnu 面前、啊、请求庇护
And Lord Vishnu said I can't give you shelter.
Vishnu 跟他说我没办法给你庇护
But Durvasa Muni said but I'm coming to take shelter of you.
那 Durvasa Muni 又跟 Vishnu 说，但是我跑到你面前请求庇护。
Don't you have a heart?
你这个人没有心肠吗？没心肝的人。
Can't you think about my suffering?
你不能去想想我在受的痛苦啊。
And the Lord, and the explanation that is given.
所以接着就有这个解释了。
Is that the Lord was telling Durvasa Muni?
主就告诉 Durvasa Muni。
Is that my devotees are so dear to me?
我的奉献者们对来讲是这么亲爱的。
Because they always take me into their heart.
因为他们总是把我放在他们的心里面。
And they always serve me very nicely in their heart.
而且他们在心里非常好好的在服务着我。
They're always thinking of me.
他们一总是在想着我。
Always thinking how to please me.
而且总是想着说怎么样来取悦我。
So I want to do something for them.
所以我想要为他们做一些事情。
So I said, "Please, can I give you something?"
所以我对他们，对奉献者们说，我可以为你们给你们什么吗
？And the devotees say, "I don't want anything."
奉献者们说，我什么都不需要。
Just let me serve you.
就只是让我来服务你。
That's all I ask for. Don't let me serve you forever.
这就是他们的请求或要求，就是让我们或我一直永远的为你服务。
But I'm a person.
我是一个人呐。
I want to give them something.
我想要给你们一些东西呀。
But they won't be happy with anything I give them.
可是呢，我想要给他们，他们也不会快乐，即使我给他们任何的东西。
Because all they want is service.
因为他们只是想要为我做服务。
And that's what makes them the happiest.
而且，他们为我做服务是让他们最快乐的事。
I give them wealth.
我给他们财富。
Give them power.
给他们力量。
Fame.
名誉啊。
That will make them happy.
他们也不会觉得高兴。
So he told Durvasa Muni.
所以他告诉 Durvasa Muni.
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事呢
？You're asking for me to have a heart.
你要求我要心肝，要心肠。
And I'm telling you, I don't have a heart.
但是我跟他们说，我是没心肝的人。
Because I gave my heart to my devotee.
因为我把心给我的奉献者了。
And you're asking me to think about you.
你又要求我来想着你们。
I can't think about you.
我没办法去想着你。
Because I'm always thinking about my devotees.
因为我总是在想着我的奉献者啊。
So you ask me to think about you, and ask me to have a heart.
你竟然要求我去想着你，还说我要有心肠，对你有心肝。
I'm not independent.
我不是一个所谓独立独立的人。
But if you want my heart,
假如你要我的心的话
，Go to my devotee. He has it.
你呀、啊，去到我的奉献者那里去。他们的心呢，才有我的心。
I gave him the most precious thing I have in my storehouse.
我给他们最珍贵的东西，就是我的储藏宝库最珍贵的东西。
I couldn't offer him wealth. I couldn't offer him fame.
我没办法给他们所谓财富啦，或是给他们什么名誉声望啊。
But the most valuable treasure I had in my treasure house.
但是在我这个宝库里面最宝贵的东西。
Which I knew he would accept.
我知道你不会去接受的。
I gave him my heart.
我把心给他们。
So it says if you want my heart, just go to Maharaj Ambarish.
所以呢，如果你要我的心的话呢，你就去 Ambarish 国王那边去找吧。
If he forgives you, certainly I'll forgive you.
所以如果他要把他心给你的话呢，那我才会把我的心给你。
So this is how the Lord.Reciprocates with those who love him.
那这就是主怎么样的在跟爱着他的人呢之间的交流。
When he comes to this world, he comes to give pleasure to his devotees.
啊，当他来到这个物质世界的时候，他是把快乐带给他的奉献者们。
Because devotees are always thinking about him.
因为奉献者总是一直想着他。
They're always talking about him.
他们一直就是谈论着他。
They're always discussing his activities and pastimes amongst themselves.
他们总是在讨论啊，描述主的这些逍遥时光。
So when he goes, he thinks, "Yes, let me go there for my devotees."
所以当主要出来或去到哪里，他想说啊，让我去到我奉献者那里去。
Healing demons doesn't have to come for that.
如果要说到杀恶魔的话，我不见得要出来。
But he comes for his devotees.
但是他出来是为了他的奉献者而出来。
Of course, even when he kills demons, they become devotees.
或者说他有时候出来来杀到恶魔，让这些恶魔变成奉献者。
As we already spoke about before.
就是我们早先有说了。
So, Prabhupada is explaining this point that this is why the Lord appears.
啊，巴布他就解释，就是说为什么主出现在这个世界。
And Lord Ramachandra appears to satisfy his devotees.
像主拉玛灿陀罗的出现是为了来满足他的奉献者们。
As we just read in the verse, he came on the request of the demigods.
就像我们读到诗节，就是说他的出现是由于半神人们的请求。
Because the demigods are his devotees.
因为那一些半神人们是他的奉献者。
And the demigods, whenever there are disturbances created by them.Atheists and demons, they go to Lord Brahma for shelter, and Brahma sometimes he goes to the Lord.
这些半神人们呢，有时候受到恶魔跟无神论者的这种骚扰和侵略的时候呢，这些半神人们就到这个婆罗诃摩梵天面前寻求庇护。那有时候呢，婆罗诃摩梵天会到主前面去请求主的保护。
Just like Hiranyakashipu when he caused so much trouble.
就像 Hiranyakashipu 他制造了那么多的麻烦。
Demigods want the Lord Brahma.
半神人们想要就去到这个婆罗诃摩梵天那里。
But Brahma went to the Lord.
婆罗诃摩梵天就到主的面前。
Spoke to the Lord on behalf of all the demigods. They're all suffering because of Hiranyakashipu.
所以婆罗诃摩梵天对主代表的这个半神人们的意见，就是说，因为这个 Hiranyakashipu 制造的麻烦跟困扰。
And the Lord told all the demigods, "It's okay, I'll take care of it."
所以主就告诉婆罗诃摩梵天，就是说主说呢，对半神人说，我会来照顾、照料这些事情。
Just discuss my activities and pastimes. I'll take care of them.
就说你们只要来进行什么呢？来讨论我的逍遥时光，其他的事情我会来处理。
Same thing, Lord Ramachandra. Disturbances created by Ravana.
同样的，主 Ramachandra 他制造这个这个 Ravana 这个制造的困难骚扰。
He came with the request of the demigods.
他是受到半神人们的请求。
Because the demigods were so much disturbed by the activities of this Rakshasa Ravana.
因为半神人们受到这些罗刹啦，这一些恶煞的这个干扰，跟还有无神论者的骚扰。
So to please his devotees, he's very much inclined to come.
为了要取悦他的贡献者，他很愿意的出来。
To satisfy the innermost desires in the hearts of his devotees.
来满足他的奉献者们心灵深处的愿望。
So Prabhupada is explaining that in the purport.
所以Prabhupada在这要旨里面解释了。
This is the real glory of Lord Ramachandra.
那这就是主拉玛忏陀罗的真正荣耀。
Not that simply that he killed Ravana with a shower of arrows.
不是说他只是啊杀掉这个 Ravana 啦，然后呢，因为他的武器是那些弓箭啊，这些箭林弹雨一样的出现。
Or for having built a bridge over the ocean.
也不是说啊，他造了一跨海造了一个桥。
This does not constitute the factual glory of Lord Ramachandra.
这些事情呢，不是说真正主 Ramachandra 所谓特别光特别荣耀的。
He has no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over.
他根本也不需要说要得到猴子们的帮助去进行这些事。
But he did it to please his devotees.
他这样子做只是要取悦他的奉献者。
He's very much inclined to give pleasure to those who.
他非常愿意。
To satisfy their.
而且他自然倾向要去取悦他的奉献者，去满足奉献者心灵的愿望。
So this is the point that Prabhupada makes in the commentary.
那这是巴巴在这里面的注解所讲的。
He says his devotees always want to see the Lord victorious in varied activities.
他说到呢，主的奉献者总是很喜欢见到主的光荣胜利的这一些活动，这些事迹。
And therefore, to please himself and them.
因此呢，主他也是取悦自己，也取悦他的奉献者们，是这样子的。
The Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being.
为了这样子呢，主有时候愿意呢，就说行为的像一般的人类。
And perform wonderful, uncommon pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees.
去进行呢。不寻常的逍遥时光来满足他的奉献者们。
I think I've gone over time.
我讲了，是不是讲过时？超过时间。
Sorry,
很抱歉。
Deviated from the topic.
抱歉，我走偏了，主席。
好，很。
我讲到这里。
好，谢谢。